Unit 16. Reading Passage. In our world of technological marvels and medical breakthroughs, it's easy to forget that civilization is only 10,000 years old. Indeed, in the last 100 years, we've discovered and invented more than in all of human history combined. Yet, this is just the beginning. Within the next few centuries, technology could bring radical shifts in what it means to be human. The coming evolutionary leap has some hopeful and others worried. Many futurists feel the first step will be an extension of our lifespans. Currently, the average life expectancy is 77 years, but medical research could, within decades, push that to 120. Through genetic manipulation, scientists have greatly expanded the lifespans of small animals like mice. For instance, work at the University of California, San Francisco, has led to the doubling of the lifespans of roundworms. Nanotechnology may also play a key role. Author Raymond Kurzweil feels that by 2029, we could have nanomachines coursing through our bodies, fighting off infections at the cellular level. Over the long term, genetic procedures could change our most basic features. Through reprogenetics, parents may one day order upgrade packages for their unborn children, allowing them to grow up stronger, smarter, and more attractive. Such attributes will be passed on from generation to generation, initiating a form of rapid evolution. This worries futurists like Oliver Curry, an evolutionary theorist at the London School of Economics. Since the greatest advantages will be enjoyed by the wealthy, he suggests the human race could diverge into two distinct subspecies, an upper class and an underclass. Such a shift would have profound social and economic implications. Other visions of the future see a closer integration of humans and machines. We already enhance our natural skills through artificial networks like the Internet. It's possible that within a few centuries, people could physically plug into machines. Futurist Werner Vinge calls this type of human-machine interface intelligence amplification. It could allow us to access data and control machines with our thoughts, providing fantastic creative opportunities. Some scientists even suggest that in the future, we'll transfer our minds into artificial bodies, allowing us to live forever. Looking further downfield, some feel space exploration is our common destiny. As the Earth's population grows while its resources dwindle, we may eventually be forced to survive by living on other planets. Renowned scientist Stephen Hawking suggests the Moon or Mars could be prime locations for colonies. In his words, "I believe the long-term future of the human race must be in space." As exciting as these visions are, there's ample concern that things won't turn out so well. A recent UN report entitled The Global Environment Outlook warns that crises such as global warming and overdevelopment have placed us on a path of environmental ruin. Others fear that technology, rather than enriching our lives, might be our undoing. Bioterrorists could unleash deadly viruses affecting entire populations. Furthermore, there's lingering concern that the world's stockpile of nuclear weapons could trigger a devastating war. Whichever path we take, the future is fast approaching. Within 50 years, longer lifespans and new discoveries could change many of our institutions, values, and core beliefs. As we peer ahead into the distance, perhaps the most salient course will be to take a hard look at all the options. In his book, Radical Evolution, futurist Joel Garreau lays out multiple scenarios for the future. Some, like the heaven scenario, paint an optimistic picture. Others, like the hell scenario, are just the opposite. Individually and collectively, as people and as a species, the choices we make will determine the path we pursue.